The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The Brady jersey thief, his company's apologized for him, but doesn't look like he's going to get any charges actually filed against him. La Prensa, if the accusation is true, fully condemns the behavior.
What?
A Mexican government official confirmed that the warrant targeted Ortega and the search was at his home. The official said an agreement was reached for an unspecified victim in the U.S. not to press charges in exchange for the jersey's return. They caught you. They know you have the stuff. They're going to get it back, but I'll give it back nicely if you don't press charges on me. Is that how it works?
If you said, who won the last World Baseball Classic, my answer would be, I have no idea.
I think it's Puerto Rico.
It doesn't do anything for me. I like baseball just fine. I follow regular season baseball. I like postseason baseball. I thought the World Series last year was awesome.
It's not that I don't like baseball.
Dominican Republic won in 2013.
Okay.
Puerto Rico was the runner-up.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, no one knows.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on, visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And, if you missed any of the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com, including some of those sportsy takes. They're pretty sportsy the first 2 hours. We'll mix it up a little bit here. 97 Sun Devil says he's listening in Korea. Not sure he's allowed to be listening to this. If you're in South Korea, Jong, he'd be okay, right?
He'll be fine.
North Korea, not so much.
You guys have freedoms there.
Did you notice North Korea tested another missile and it got like 2 seconds in and blew up?
They suck at missile creation.
Yeah, I'm really scared of them. Double Down wants to know what's next, a robot that flirts with your better-looking or wealthier buddies when they come over. I think I've reached a conclusion that maybe every now and then, AJ, I will reevaluate my position on something. I'm not so sure that I'm a sex robot guy after all. I'm starting to get the impression that the only reason these things are being made are for really lonely dudes who can't get real women. And while I thought in concept it sounded pretty cool,
that's pretty much exactly what it is.
Yeah, but if we're going to start making them things that talk to you and be romantic to you, it really defeats what I, in my image of what a sex robot should be. I'm officially out. So, call me a flip-flopper. Sometimes you just have to get more information before you make a decision on something. And this is where I am. All right, let's squeeze in a call. Is that Fred? Must be other Fred. What's up, Fred?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sports.
Hey, I just wanted to drop something from yesterday. We was talking about movies, and you guys had me rolling. And I was thinking about one movie, Stay Tuned, with John Ritter and Pam Darby. I thought that was pretty funny. Yes, I don't know if you guys seen that, but I thought it was pretty funny. I think it's an 80s movie, too. But my what are the odds question is, what are the odds a Houston pro franchise wins a championship before a 16 seed beats a 1 seed in the NCAA tournament?
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
I still think a 1 will beat a 16 at some point in history.
I do too. But I also think a Houston team will win another championship at some point in history.
I'll go 70%. Houston wins a championship first. Are we counting the Dynamo in this?
No.
No, okay. All right, I'll go 60% then.
I think 60% is fair. I mean, you get 4 chances a year with the NCAA.
You get 3 chances.
You get 3 with Houston
but
sports.
No real realistic chances.
There's always going to be a 16 seed going up against a 1 seed every year. There won't be a team playing for a title in Houston every year.
Right. Stay Tuned was the 90s, someone says. It sounds familiar. I'm pretty sure if I saw it, I'd remember it. 956, Robot One Night Stand, yes. Robot Companion, no. Yeah, that might still be okay. But I'm this has shattered my illusion, this whole thing. So I have to change my mind. Double down. Baylor wants to know if robots are litigious. If not, the Lord 85. Oh, shame on you, sir. Do want to tell you guys, coming up next segment, our buddy Beth Liebling is going to join us, owner of Darling Way. So if you've got relationship questions or questions of any kind, she'll give you like professional answers, and we'll give you real life answers, theoretically. So your questions can be for any of us, but Beth does give great advice, and Darling Way is a terrific place. So she's going to be on next segment, and we haven't seen her in a couple weeks. So not since the whipping incident.
No.
Which I'm still scarred for life.
You're ruined for that.
Yeah. Oh. Banff says, sports to you, AJ. Everyone seems to be leaving you hanging on the calls today.
That's okay. Thank you. You know I don't like them either.
Oh. Yeah, not a lot of people talking about this robot. So is it going to tell you how unpleased she is when you don't turn her on? Just stick with humans if that's the case. Yeah, this is a lifelike is one thing. Too much like real life? Not for me. All right. I do have a couple of other stories I wanted to get to real quickly. Did you see the Wheel of Fortune fail of all time?
Yes. The guy who clearly watches too much porno?
Yeah. Basically, he's got one letter to go. And it's a streetcar in A, the one letter, ED, desire. Which I think most of the population would have said, would have put an M there.
Yeah.
And one, and moved on. Instead, he picked a K.
A streetcar naked desire.
Yeah, that's didn't almost everybody have to read that crap in?
I feel like yes, but who
in
knows?
In school, and but hey, I'm pretty sure I've seen a streetcar naked desire too.
Yeah,
K.
No.
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 Oh
K.
Man.
Oh.
Wow. Baylor, no, I'm not reading that one. What are the odds the sex robot has an electrical short that kills you while you're, yeah. Well, I guess that could happen.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, man, I wonder sometimes about people. Speaking of quarterbacks, apparently, the Browns are trying to make another run at Jimmy Garoppolo. And the Patriots have pretty much said they're not trading him, not for anything, which I'm sure there's a price, right? There has to be a price.
Yeah.
If you're Cleveland and you're sold on this guy and you've got all these extra picks, what is it you give up?
I don't know.
I ain't giving up the first overall pick.
No.
But... And if you're convinced he's a guy, I'm just not convinced. I'm just not convinced.
Yeah, I'm not willing to give up a first-round pick to see.
Well, I would. I might give up their 12th pick.
I don't think I would.
No.
No, I'd rather just use that 12th pick and find your own guy that you can control for several years.
Yeah, that's the problem. You're going to have to pay this cat. You know, you'll get him 1 year at this price, but it'd be a one-year. Yeah, I don't know. I it's kind of like. I'm talking about it'd be a 1 year tryout. If he turns out to be the guy, you pay him. And if he doesn't,
if he's not, you burned a first round pick. That's rough.
Yeah. They burned first-round picks on quarterbacks for years that haven't worked out. Why not one more? Disco says, in defense, a streetcar naked desire could be the porn parody. It probably exists.
It probably does.
Yeah. In real life somewhere. All right, tell people about Allied.
Allied Outdoor Solutions. The weather is beautiful. You've got reasons to go spend time outside now. And it helps if your outdoor area is looking nice. You don't want to go sit on an old crusty patio or cracked out pool deck. Good news, the guys at Allied can take care of that stuff with a carved stone overlay. Gives you the look and feel of real stone on your existing surface for way less money than it would cost to put real stone down. It's trialed, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and they stand behind it with a 7-year warranty. No matter what you want to do in your backyard, if you want to build it from the ground up, you want a functional concrete patio, they can do it. You want an outdoor kitchen patio cover, they can do it. They do it all, residential and commercial, and they can do it and save you money. It offers 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay. Get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
My Pillow presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling. Brought to you by Darling Way and My Pillow.
And we are back. And Beth Liebling joins us.
Hi, guys.
Been a while.
I know. I've missed y'all so much. I start feeling very, you know, territorial. I keep thinking, I hope they're missing me as much as I'm hoping missing them. And I hope, well, you know,
I'm still scarred. Lonely. I'm still scarred from your whip thing. So, yeah.
I'm so sorry. And that's pretty amazing, since I'm the one that actually got the flogging and you're the one that has the scars. So that's impactful.
There's some things you just never need to see.
Oh,
like your grandfather naked. It's one of those things.
This was as bad as seeing your grandfather naked?
Yeah, I would say so.
Oh, Fred, oh my gosh. I'm kind of appalled a little bit, and I'm really glad I had my clothes on, because if I was naked and you
everything.
Said that.
That would have changed everything.
Would it have made it better?
Of course.
Oh, see, I'm thinking I'm a 51-year-old woman, and I'm not sure that really would have helped anybody along the road.
Well, we're...
And then if you mentioned your grandfather, I'd really be insulted, so.
Well.
Sorry.
Yeah. So we're going to be, we have some blitzers out there. Not all blitzers are like us, where they're disgusting trolls. We actually have some blitzers who are fairly attractive. So you're going to kind of throw out a challenge for him.
Oh, yeah. And frankly, I think, you know, me, I'm such an idealist. I kind of think beauty is from the inside out. And so
that's ridiculous.
No, it's so true. It's so true. The more I get to know people, the more I really like them, or the more I really don't think they're attractive, even when they're pretty, pretty sort of thing. So, but yeah, so we at Darling Way, we are looking for a male model to try on and take some photos with our incredible photographer this weekend on Saturday, because we have a bunch of new men's stuff in and we want to see how it looks on a real man. So we're hoping that one of your blitzers will step up. Actually, we're hoping several. We suggest that people send in a photo and send us a line about why you'd like to be a male loungewear model, and tweet us or at darling_way, #male model. for a chance to be selected to come for a free photo shoot on Saturday.
Do you want them to send a picture when they send that, or do you just want them to give their reason in writing?
I would love to have a picture because we need certain sizing, but also a sentence or two about why we should pick them.
That's why you didn't ask Fred or I. We're too fat to do this.
No, absolutely. Now, wait, let's be clear. You guys are already on the line for a male, for a boudoir shoot, and I have been asking y'all about when this is going to happen.
Fred wants to do a boudoir.
I don't even know what that means. And frankly, after agreeing to the whip thing and seeing how that went, I reserve the right to back out.
Oh, please don't. We'll make it like as nice or as soft or as anything uncomfortable as y'all can do. But no, we absolutely want y'all to come and take all sorts of pictures and show the women's what like.
I'm not going to tweet at you. I get enough rejection as it is. I don't need another one. So.
Oh, I would never reject you. But please, listeners, we're totally serious about that. I'd love to help somebody out. They can use these pictures on their, they can do them on dating websites. They can share them with their girlfriend. They can use them for personal use. And we'd also like to share them on our website and show what beauty and confidence and handsome looks and confident demeanor looks like.
Are there
going to
be dongs out on this?
No. We do have some level of discretion. Even though we talk about all sorts of fun and silly things, we want these to be pictures that people are proud of, that are respectful and exciting and romantic and attractive and, yeah, sexy, but not. We're not looking for anything raunchy. Send us raunchy either, please.
Don't send dick pics to @darling_way.
No, please do not do that, but thank you
so much. You dumped me. I'm sorry, John. I'm sorry.
Are you really sorry, AJ?
Penis pics is what I meant.
There you go. But no, we don't want that. But we do want somebody who wants to have some fun with us because it really is a lot of fun and it makes a big difference for people.
Yeah, and all kidding aside, if you're trying to get your name out there a little bit, this is a great way to do it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And your abs and shoulders and whatever else.
Yeah, and to try on and to see some really cool loungewear that you might not see in other places because we do have some really different things. And I've got some chains and stuff, too. I know that's not. I just like to look at Fred's face now when I mention these things.
Notice how I keep creeping farther and farther away from her.
I know. I offered to give him a hug today, and and he just was like, no thanks. Mm. Waved high. Stay the distance. I don't even think I didn't even get a shaking of the hand today. Gosh.
Well, I hugged you. I'm always a hug.
You did. Yep. I know. I appreciate that about AJ. Yes. Yes. And you offered to, to hang out with me.
Always.
All right. Well, if you've got questions for Beth, you can text them in at 713-780-3776. If you want to call in, you can. I know a lot of people don't like to actually get on the phone and have their voices heard. But
See, if I can get here and have a video of being flogged on here, I think people should be okay calling in. So I'll tell you, but whatever you do, people, I'm happy to hear from you no matter what. But
and they can always go by the shop and talk to you directly. Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
And you will spend time with them.
I love spending time with them.
So,
And we've got a Shibari rope class coming up on April 7th, too. Are you going to be there, Fred?
I could probably say no.
Oh, no.
No Shame. Ropes. I don't.
What do you do with these ropes? You're not hitting each other with them, right?
No, the Shibari rope is an old ancient Japanese form of bondage. So. Ooh. Yeah, so you tie people up, you can suspend with them, you can put them in all sorts of positions to make different parts of their bodies accessible.
Fred, you're not into that?
No.
And you can use really pretty colored rope to do it. Are you into it, AJ?
No, probably not.
Would you like to come and just try, just to see? And there's a demonstration. The riggers are amazing.
When is it?
And Friday, April 7th.
What time?
From 7:30 till 10 p.m. There's a 30-minute demonstration that's like the hottest tango you'll ever see. And then after that, there's a 2-hour workshop where people can learn to do some of their own tying. And I'll tell you that my dad is 77 years old. A couple of times ago, he and his girlfriend showed up and they stayed and they watched the demo. It was amazing. I had my daughter-in-law there and my father there watching this. It was totally
so
beautiful.
Awkward, I feel like.
Yeah. No, it was beautiful. It's really amazing what they do. He literally can string her up and flip her upside down. And it's intimate and he kisses her and she's clothed, but it's beautiful. It really is a dance. Music playing, everybody's silent. It's pretty awesome. It's very romantic.
Is this like sex Cirque du Soleil?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it really kind of is.
Jung, are you into
that? That's exactly it.
No, not really.
What about Teresa? Do you think she would like that?
I don't think so.
She might.
But do you like watching, you know, concerts or, you know, right, or dancing? And maybe you're not a singer or dancer?
You know what I don't like doing?
What?
Leaving my house.
Really?
I'm the lamest. I don't know if you've picked up on that.
No, I haven't.
I don't like to go and do anything.
Wow.
I like to stay home all the time.
Really?
I have a liquor cabinet, and I have a bunch of beer, and I have a bunch of TVs, and I'm really happy there.
And you just want to watch TV all the time?
I mean, I go to the gym and do stuff like that, but for the most part, yeah, I just kind of want to watch TV.
So, but you like to have romantic relations with your wife?
Yeah, I can do that at my house, too.
So it just starts from, you just starts from nothing, you just watch a silly show on TV, and then you're just in a romantic mood, and that's it? Wham, bam?
I mean, I give regular massages.
Okay.
So I feel like that's pretty good.
So do you set a scene otherwise?
Yeah, like sometimes I'll slap her on the ass. Or
didn't you tell us she doesn't like it when she slaps you?
She doesn't like that, but it lets her know that I'm in the mood.
Oh, okay.
And that sets the romantic tone for the evening.
Which is that you're in the mood and she's annoyed?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm not sure. That sounds like the most fun. Can I talk to her sometime about her perspective of your romantic life?
I mean, you can ask her.
Yeah, I would really like to ask her. Because what would she like if she were here? What would she tell
like
you
me.
That she wants?
She doesn't like going out either.
Yeah, but
that's
even at home, what does she
match.
Want you to do? Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, because that we just want to awesome. Hang out and watch TV. And then she wants me to give her a massage. And then we do it. And like... It works for everybody in our house.
Really? Yeah. So you don't have any... Do you have a fantasy or anything about that? If she would just say yes to anything you wanted, what would you ask her?
I don't know. I mean, I don't have anything like that. I'm a 36-year-old man. Before I got married, I did a lot of stuff.
Yeah?
And now I'm married. You kind of settle down. You settle into a life, I guess. I don't know. I don't need all that anymore.
You're not worried about just it being boring married sex?
No.
I had boring married sex for so long. I worry that people are doing it and just not even realizing that that's what it is.
No. Well, I mean, I hope not.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you're good with it. Yeah, I want to talk to her
sometime.
And
if the sex is boring, at least we've watched good TV shows. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I think maybe I might prefer to have it the other way around and have really great sex and watch boring
TV.
Come
on.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking the rope, if you got into it, would be something you could do at home. You could do it while watching TV. You could tie each other up and watch TV while with it.
I don't know.
Torment and tease each other during the show.
From the rafters or what?
Yeah.
My ceiling fan?
Well, you could do that, but you could just tie just while she's sitting there. Tie somebody's hands together and watch a TV show so that somebody can't move.
How would she eat popcorn and drink wine?
You would feed her, and you could put wine in your mouth, and she could drink wine from your mouth.
That is gross.
Is that gross, Fred?
A little bit.
That's absolutely
really?
Gross.
Have you never had anybody give you a drink from their mouth?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm so sorry.
That's a disgusting thing.
Okay, come on, listeners. Somebody's got to help me. I'm definitely
no
getting squished
gonna
in the middle here.
No one's going to help you with that. Like, what? Does that only work with wine? What if I said...
No, with water.
Oh, would you like some milk? And then I spit milk into your mouth.
Okay, milk doesn't necessarily taste as good, probably, but a water, when you're parched, you've had wonderful, amazing, hot, erotic, whatever, and then somebody puts some cold water in their mouth, and yeah.
No. You're not going to convince me on this.
Nope.
Like, passing food or beverage mouth to mouth? No. It's uncalled for.
Really? Okay, so what about oral pleasure and then kissing? Is that a problem, too?
That depends.
On?
Like, are you talking about, like, I've given oral pleasure?
Either, yeah, or she's given you oral pleasure. Either way. And is there a difference between the two?
Yeah, there's a difference between the two.
Okay, so tell me.
There's toothbrushing going on.
Yeah, there has to be a toothbrush
in
here.
No.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
I really had no idea y'all were this.
Oh, yeah.
So, wait. So, which one requires toothbrushing? If she's pleasured you?
Yes.
Yeah. Either one.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know that's a question on OkCupid? I thought it was the stupidest question. Now I understand. I didn't think it was any big deal to be kissing after either way. If it's okay for her to put her mouth there, why is it not okay for you to then kiss afterwards?
Because it's different.
Okay, so if you do to her...
I'm not putting my mouth on myself.
I know, but that's...
I'm not that flexible, or yeah. I would.
Yeah, you would if you could.
But I'd try to. I would try to finish outside of my mouth, though.
Well, okay, I'm not saying you have to drink it all from her mouth, but still. Oh. But so if you... if this is why I love being here with y'all. I never know what I'm going to say that's going to make you totally roll your eyes and think I'm totally insane. Yeah. Okay, so wait, but if you pleasure her, then it's okay for you to kiss her afterwards?
Yeah.
And would it bother you if she was upset by that? Like, what if she told you to go
brush
your teeth?
If she told me to go brush my teeth, I'd go brush my teeth.
Oh.
Yeah, I automatically go brush my teeth after that.
Not me. I go straight into the act
afterwards.
After that.
Yeah. Yeah. Afterwards, so.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Apparently, I had no idea.
Peyton Girl Texas says, oh, my God, I think AJ and I are the same person. Home, beer, and TV. Life doesn't get much. I'm getting that way, man. I don't. My wife just said this lady is a freak, LOL.
I hope she means it with, like, lots of affection and fondness, because I just try and say things that are honest now. That's all I can do. And I don't think people should have to choose between being, quote, the good girl and the freak. So.
We want a lady in the streets, but a freak in the bed.
Yes, I agree.
Just a touch of the gutter, though. I don't, like, want whips and spitting wine in my mouth.
I really would never have put those two things in the same category.
I can't believe you don't think that's gross. I'm completely and utterly flummoxed.
I'm going to have to think of some other basics that I take for granted and now check them out with
y'all.
Well,
I just think we have a different standard of what basics are here.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, but you know how it's your perspective, so you don't realize. I had no idea this would be a controversial kind of issue.
You own a romantic boutique. Your baseline is going to be a lot different than my baseline.
Yeah, I know.
That's your life. That's what you do.
It is, but really, I didn't... You know, I've only done this for not very long, a couple of years, and certain things like drinking the wine out of somebody's mouth, I have done when I was, you know, younger and way more prude and didn't know anything about floggers and didn't know anything about
different kinds of... But you let someone spit wine in your mouth?
I didn't... There's a difference between spraying it in when the intent, they take a sip and then they put it in your mouth so that you can drink because you're, you know, you can't lift your head and stuff versus spitting. I know that. So that's where I kind of think. I don't want somebody to spit in my mouth, but it's like kissing. If I
chewed up a sandwich and dropped some of it in your mouth, is that cool?
No, if it was all chewed and whatever pre-digested, I'm not saying they put it, you know, I'm not saying I swallowed it.
But
that's all chewed. If you just took a bite in your mouth and then I took
wine
and then you
swished
put out,
around in your mouth, which is the same
just,
thing
no, you
as
just
chewed.
Put it in. Yeah, I don't know.
How about yogurt? I won't chew the yogurt.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Really?
Oh, chocolate pudding?
That's vile.
Ugh, oh, whipped cream? Oh, yeah.
I got to go throw up.
Oh, I'm out on that wine.
Okay,
thing.
I'm really sorry. Well,
Here you go. Somebody says, so, I wish my wife would get on her level.
See, thank you.
Missionary gets old, he says.
Yes, that's exactly it. And then, you know, if you flip around, you just, you know, spooning, and I used to call that old people sex. Yeah. So, but I do, did y'all try that flavored lube that I gave y'all?
I have not yet. I still have it.
Oh, so that could make... Like, you shouldn't have to brush your teeth. The whole idea, that's the point. I never realized that people would actually brush their teeth. But that, it tastes
okay,
so good.
So
that it tastes good when you're kissing somebody
here's
afterwards.
Here's something about oral sex in my house. There's two ways it can be done. There's the way that, like, that ends the night. And then there's the way that leads up to...
It's a warm-up or, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. Foreplay.
Or finale. Okay, yes.
Yeah. If used for foreplay, I won't make her brush her teeth. I don't care about that.
Oh, okay.
I think I have a clean penis. It's
right.
It's the aftermath of the finality.
Wow.
That I don't want intermingling in my mouth.
So have you ever tasted your own taste?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
No. I don't need to.
Oh. Yeah, that's crazy. Have you ever just, like, smelled your hand? Like, don't people do that and stuff, right? I mean, boys, you suddenly, when you're young and you get this spooge all over, you know, you smell it or something?
I've smelled it before, yeah.
Okay.
I've smelled it.
So, does it gross you out or anything?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
It's a disgusting smell.
That's so terrible that you think that's disgusting, though. Because, so I would tell women who do that.
There's a lot of stuff that I think is disgusting.
But this is a pleasure source. This is a natural, this is part of lovemaking and intimacy.
I mean, that's fair.
And you want her to put it in your mouth, so you don't want her to think it's disgusting. I spend a lot of time trying to tell people it's not disgusting. It's just... It's lovely. It's just like you exchange.
Everybody has different tastes.
Yeah.
You may love spinach and I don't.
That's true.
Like, so it's for, I mean, there's something for everyone.
Right. No, no, no. I totally agree. But, yeah, like people taste, you exchange spit.
That doesn't bother me.
Okay. What about when you have bad breath?
I mean, I try to brush my teeth before I do that if I've got bad breath. Like, generally, when I'm preparing for sex, brushing your teeth is part of the deal.
Yeah, that's like number one on the list, actually.
Yeah.
What about spontaneous?
I still go brush my teeth.
That's not spontaneous.
Yeah, sure it is.
Oh, my gosh.
She can wait 30 seconds.
I mean, yeah, if 30 seconds for me will break the mood, right? I'm thinking about 10 different things.
If I'm sitting around thinking my breath is gross, then I'll just go brush my teeth anyway.
Yeah. So. What did you do when you were just dating? What about when you were, like, making out with people in cars and everything like that?
What about it?
You can't really go stop and go brush your teeth and stuff.
No, but
right?
You always have gum. Yeah. You got something on hand. Tic Tacs.
Okay. I still keep Tic Tacs in my car. Not for that purpose.
Oh, my goodness. All right. I have to think about all these things. Hmm.
All right. Well, tell them one more time if they want to be a model for you, how they do it.
Oh.
A male model.
Male model. Right now.
I wish you would have them submit pictures to be a female model.
Well,
would be
we'll do that sometime. It just happens that I've got a bunch of stuff coming in for men that I'm really excited about.
I look really good in my red underwear.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad.
With the pouch.
Yes.
I look hot.
Isn't that amazingly comfortable, too?
Mm-hmm. It is nice.
I had one client who told me he's never wearing any other kind of underwear now. He likes that so much. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
And well, good. That's the two under stuff. So tell people that's still on sale just for the next week. People can come in and buy two and get one half price off.
There you go.
I'm telling you, I'm glad. I haven't had anybody tell me they didn't love it. So, but back to the male model. If you want to be our male model, send us a tweet. Tweet us at @darling_way, #male model. Send us a picture and a picture of yourself and a little line or two about why you'd like to be our male loungewear model. Or you can post it on our Facebook page at Darling Way Boutique.
And you don't have
no dong shots.
No dong shots. And
grow up, guys.
And you don't have to compete with me, so you'll be fine.
Yeah, there's not a competition. We just want it to be somebody who's got a really nice smile, who's happy, who really will enjoy doing it. And we can help you out with
what if
some
they've got
cool
a great
pictures.
Body but an ugly face? Will you accept them?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't even need a great body. I want a real person body.
Okay.
I don't want professional models, or I'd get a professional model.
Okay.
I want people who are going to laugh like heck and just
what do you think about Jong? Is Jong the right body type for this?
I would love to have Jong. But I actually told Jong that he and his fiancé should come and we would do some pictures for their engagement and everything. Some romantic pictures.
Some sexy pictures.
Well,
that's a good
idea,
Jong.
They could be as romantic as he wants to be.
What do you think about underwear modeling, Jong? Did you ever consider that line of work?
No.
But you think maybe you could, right?
No.
You keep in pretty good shape.
But I wouldn't want to.
You're always eating healthy food and stuff like that.
Not an underwear model.
You could be.
Would you be embarrassed to be an underwear model?
Probably.
He doesn't want anybody to see his bulge.
Yeah, that too.
Well, he doesn't want to put y'all to shame.
He doesn't have a bulge.
Exactly. That's the point.
He's got a bump.
Oh, that is not nice. Not nice at all. You know, most men are completely... they're very sensitive about the size.
Because he's completely hairless.
He's a very attractive man.
Like, I think that's why he'd be good for this job.
I think he would be awesome.
Like me, I've got like a coat. I'm a furry guy.
You're a bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe that's not the best for underwear modeling. But Jong looks like he got a bikini wax, but he didn't. It's just his natural state.
I would love to. And yeah, anytime y'all want, I'll bring some samples into the shop, into the station here. And I'm sure y'all
Don't
can
be
get
shy,
Jong to... Yeah,
this is your
try
time.
Try them on and enjoy
this
them.
This is your time. All right, guys. I got to thank you, Beth. And we will see you next week.
So welcome. It's a pleasure to be here. Sorry if I keep freaking you out. I'll try and like tone it back a little bit.
No, it's okay. Just don't do weird stuff anymore.
That's telling me not to be me. I don't even know what that is anymore. Clearly, I don't know where the weird is anymore.
The weird is...
to be fair, I didn't know before I started this either.
Putting other people's food in your mouth and then delivering it to them via your mouth. That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. All food.
I drive a purple car. Is that weird?
Nope.
No.
That's
okay.
Fine. That's See, personality that's things.
Do you know when I was dating, my son told me that I should only share half my personality on the first date.
Really?
I had too much. I should only share half. I just wasn't sure which half I should share.
Is it the half that puts out?
I don't know. It's been a pleasure, guys. I hope all of your listeners come see me at Darling Way at 3423 White Oak Drive in the Heights. I'd love to have any of these conversations with y'all, and clearly I do not judge.
And 360 says, I think Beth is amazing. Love her. We're coming in April to watch the rope show. So,
oh, thank you. We're all stars
now in the rope show.
That would be so much fun.
That's the Marilyn Manson song. Yep.
There you go.
All right, guys, got to tell you about My Computer Career. The years keep sliding by. It's already March, and if you're not in a career or a job you love, don't waste any more time. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation, and get on your way to making more money. My Computer Career is the IT school where you get trained to work in the high-demand field of IT, and you can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months, even with no experience. You attend classes live online just twice a week, and you're going to get the skills and the industry certification that you need to start your new career. But it's more than just a school. They've got a complete career change program that helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. What are you waiting for, guys? Get on it now. My Computer Career, it's nationally accredited. Financial aid's available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon. Take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
That was Pillow Talk, presented by Darling Way and MyPillow. Visit MyPillow.com and use code ESPNQB for a buy one, get one free deal. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place to feel the tears, the place to lose your fears, yeah. Reckless behavior, a place that is so pure.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Man's Best Friend. If you've got a dog who's causing you problems, maybe out of control, what are you waiting for? Send them to Man's Best Friend today. Jumping on the furniture, chewing, barking, Man's Best Friend takes care of it all. And great news, 30% off right now. 30% off when you take your dog to Man's Best Friend. If you tell them you heard about it here on our show. That's Man's Best Friend. Happy pets make happy households, guys. They do customized dog training, so whatever the problem you're having with your dog, that's what they will work on. Say yes to Man's Best Friend. For more info, log on to mansbestfriend.com. That's mansbestfriend.com, the professional difference in dog training.
I torture you. Take my hand through the flames. I torture you. I'm a slave to your game.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Soccer Matters, Glenn Davis, coming up at 7 o'clock. All right, let's finish the show the way we always finish the show on Wednesdays. Famous people who have passed away. And I didn't see this guy on here, but Chuck Barris passed away today of the Gong Show.
Oh, I thought that was like a misprint of Chuck Berry.
No, Chuck Berry also dead.
Oh, I forgot to put Chuck Berry on
okay,
there.
Okay, so
you put Chuck Barris.
No, he didn't put Chuck Barris.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Oh, okay.
That just happened today. So Chuck Barris, Chuck Berry. Boy, if I were a Chucky B of any kind right now, I'd be a little bit worried. So both those guys dead. Also Jerry Krause.
Are you talking about Charles Barkley? Chuck B?
Damn, anybody have him in the Deadpool?
Or Chucky Brown?
You know what? I bet Barry Warner had Chuck Barris in his Deadpool.
I bet he didn't.
I bet I'd be willing to... that would not surprise me. All right, Jerry Krause, former general manager for the Bulls.
Built the Bulls dynasty.
Died yesterday. In 1999, Cal Ripken Sr., former manager. Our political figures, 1603... Elizabeth I, the Virgin Queen. Oh, that's a shame. 69 years old. Okay. In 2001, William Hanna, the American animator and studio founder, 90. Boy, we're getting people that had good runs, man. 90 is a good run. How about this one? 2017, David Rockefeller.
Oh.
Dead at 101.
Man, he would have got you negative points.
Yeah, you would have lost a point for him. 2008, Arthur C. Clarke, 90. And in 1905, Jules Verne, Around the World in 80 Days, dead at 77. So that's a good run for 1905.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. All right, we get into our best deaths. 2016, not a good run, although if you did a lot of coke and crack and were really fat, Rob Ford, dead at 46. Our favorite Toronto mayor.
Nice.
2011, Elizabeth Taylor, dead at 79.
Lizzie T.
More marriages than me by far. I'm not even in the ballpark with her. 1617, Pocahontas, dead at 22. Not a good run. Although for a Disney princess, I'd say 22 is probably not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah. All right. Now we have our porn stars. And we'll guess how they died. We'll start in 1984. Shauna Grant died from?
What year?
1984.
That's AIDS.
Self-inflicted gunshot wound due to cocaine addiction. 2004, Taylor Summers was?
I'm going to go car accident.
Murdered by a pornographer during a bondage
Damn
scene.
Damn it.
During a bondage scene. So, see, this.
You can't trust people.
This is why.
I always say don't trust pornographers.
This is why I'm not using ropes or whips or things like that, because it was a bondage scene. You go into bondage, sometimes you get murdered by pornographers. And here it is, right here, in black and white, that it officially happened. I don't think I'm ever having sex again after today's show. Which is probably a good thing for everybody involved. All right, and those are your deaths. Well, that escalated quickly. I mean, I had some popes, but... Actually, the popes have pretty good names. I don't want to do the Pope, so I'm kind of poped out. But yeah, Chuck Barris, who claimed to be a CIA agent, and he I think the Newlywed Game he founded, the dating game, those were his. And then he had a couple busts, and he did the Gong Show.
Star.
And instant star. So he's passed away. And Chuck Barris, I remember... seeing him one time, I think I told a story when he died the other day. I saw him one time in Tahoe, and he was really drunk, and he couldn't remember. He kept playing the same song over and over. And I was like, okay, this is a waste of... And they weren't cheap tickets either, because it was
And it's Chuck Barris.
Yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah.
What song was he playing?
It wasn't Johnny Be Good or my... I don't remember what it was. It wasn't one of his bigger songs. It
wasn't a hit?
Was it his Ding-a-ling song?
No, it wasn't that either.
It'd be very weird if he kept saying, "Won't you go play with my
dude?" Yeah, that would have been probably funnier. But Nick wants to know, what do I have to do to try to be the male model for Beth? Just send a picture at darlingway.com, hashtag male model, and she'll check you out. Nick might have a shot at that.
Nick who?
Nick on Twitter, also known as Young Rico 125.
Okay.
Yeah. Long time.
I don't know what he looks like, so I can't judge him.
Well, I'm pretty sure I met him somewhere. I think it might have been at the Big Texas party.
Ah, okay.
But I don't remember too much from that night, so, or that week, as it turns out. There was a lot of drinking done that week.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah, it was. It was. And so I guess our next trip, my next trip's this weekend, but our next group trip here is we're heading to Arizona.
Yes.
For the Final Four, which...
next week, right?
Yeah, I didn't realize it was next week. For some reason, I thought it was a week later.
It's a week from today. We'll finish our show, and we'll go get on an airplane and go to Phoenix for the Final Four.
Should be fun.
Who will be there? We'll find out.
That's right, and you'll be able to listen to them right here on our station. See, I got the plug in there for you, John.
Oh, good job.
Yeah, what time is our show on tomorrow? 4 to 6?
4 to 6.
All right.
And we got the games at 6 o'clock.
All right. 4 to 6, Twin Peaks in Beaumont. We will be there. And then Friday, 4 to 6, Pinkertons. I'm going to have so much barbecue that day. And I will be putting it in my own mouth.
You're not going to let someone else dump it in your mouth for you?
No, I can't do that.
I'm not crazy about that, right? That's
yeah, it's next week.
No, I'm not crazy about like the wine thing. That's,
oh, no. Just, you know, different strokes, man. Different strokes. Oh, that reminds me of that movie and the old people with having different strokes. Let's just get out of here. That's going to wrap it up. Really good job for Jong Lee. Really good job for AJ Hoffman. I was okay today. I'll give myself a D+. We will be back tomorrow live from Twin Peaks in Beaumont. Golden Triangle. Hope to see all of you tomorrow. It's been a while. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.